hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. A week ago, Facebook announced plans to lay two new undersea cables connecting Singapore and Indonesia with North America. This to boost internet connectivity or internet connection capacity. Now, it sparked a debate about the Perikatan Nasional government's decision to reverse a Pakatan Harapan era cabotage exemption policy. Was it fair for critics to charge this return to a BN era position on who has the rights to conduct undersea cable repairs that resulted in Malaysia being bypassed in this mega project? We have joining us in the studio Datuk Rais Hussein Muhammad Arif. He's the chairperson of the Malaysian Digital Economy Corporation, or better known as MDEC. He will be in the studio with us for the next half an hour. And we'll come back to have a conversation with him. But first, let's hear from Chew Kok Hin, who is the chairperson of the Malaysia Internet Exchange, or MyIX, which is an industry initiative under MCMC. MyIX is managed by a committee of local internet service providers, which include Time.com, Maxis, Celcom Asiata and Telekom Malaysia. Some of its international members include Alibaba, Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft and Netflix. Chew, thank you so much for joining us on the line tonight. I appreciate your time. Let me begin by asking you about the Federal Gazette revoking the cabotage exemption that was signed by the Transport Minister on the 13th of November last year. I'm wondering, what has been the impact in this past 6 months?
I think first and foremost, the impact is he has given the wrong signal to the investor, especially the tech giants that has been eyeing Malaysia for quite a while to make investment here. And the fact that, you know, before that, you know, during the Pakatan Harapan government, when they make the exemption, actually, there is a tech giant who has committed and also invested in Malaysia because of that. You know, and then just 1 year down the road, the exemption was revoked. That pretty much sent a very signal to the tech giants or to the investor that, you know, what is happening to Malaysia? Are we position ourselves to be investor friendly or what? You know, and as such, you know, these people are now starting to explore options, you know, in fact, hold on their investment and see whether or not is Malaysia still the preferred choice or not.
If today the government decided to reverse its policy, would that instill confidence in investors, or have we suffered a kind of reputational damage for this flip-flopping in terms of policies?
I think to a certain extent damage is done, right? But I think it's never too late for the government to reverse it if it's, you know, find it to be to a situation where, you know, you feel that it is the right thing to do. I think the fact that the tech giants are now engaging the government, it shows that, you know, they have not given up hope yet, right? So there's still, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and I think if we manage to reverse that fairly quickly, I think the confidence is still intact, you know. But I think we have a specific window of opportunity.
Okay, so you say that MyIX, along with the tech giants, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, they're all engaging the government. What can you elaborate more as to what kind of engagement? Has there been positive response on behalf of the government? And I say government, but I understand that it's multi-ministries, right? So you've got the Ministry of Transport, but these tech giants are also talking to MITI and MOSTI and MOF and MCMC. So are you getting a positive engagement from the different sectors of government?
Yeah, I think the reason why we are engaging so many people, and of course, you know, this has got to do with the internet, you know, for the country. And that is why we are engaging, you know, every aspect on the ministry. We are getting very positive feedback in the sense that, you know, I think the minister itself, you know, from MOF, from MOSTI, you know, are very engaging with us. You know, we have met with them, you know, we have shared our concerns and all that. And I think they all have good intentions and try to help out. Right. But at the end of the day, you know, I think results speak louder than words. You know, so far we are still patiently waiting for a positive outcome.
Chu, what do you think is the source of this, both the reversal of policy and the debate that seems to be ensuing now in the, very loudly in the public sphere? Is it a misunderstanding on the part of some, representatives of government about the nature of the problem? Or is it that, big tech and the companies you represent are far too demanding?
I don't think so, because, I don't represent them as per se, right? I represent the local industry. Mm-hmm. And to a certain extent, I think the request is not baseless, or to a certain extent, not that demanding. You know, we know the fact that, internet is part and parcel of life. It become a utility as of today, and we just want to make sure that when there's a fiber cut or the cut under sea cable, it can be repaired quickly, and that is our objective, right?
Okay.
And, with all this revocation, it makes things a lot more difficult. And if you think objectively, that is just what we want, right? So I don't think it's something, that is too much to ask. Perhaps, to a certain extent, it is a situation where, maybe ego play into place, where, I have my own opinion, you have your own, and therefore we couldn't come to an agreement. But I think if we sit down carefully and understand, objectively for the country, I think we should be able to come to an amicable solution.
Chu, if you could perhaps, very quickly, explain to the public why they should be concerned about the cabotage policy, and if it's not revoked, particularly with the undersea cable repairs. What would be our main concerns as the public? Can you perhaps lay it out?
Okay, so if you explain it in layman term, I think we all acknowledge and recognize that internet is now part of our life. It is a utility like water and electricity, right? So we can't do a lot of things without internet. And moreover, if you experienced last year during the pandemic, a lot of things, have now gone, from offline to online. And now, with my digital, blueprint that was announced by Prime Minister, what we are trying to do is to encourage a lot more people to do digital transformation, to move a lot more things into the internet, and to get, 100% household to be equipped with internet. And we know the fact that, internet runs 95% on a subsea cable. A lot of perception being made that, or majority is running on satellite. It's not. 95% it runs on subsea cable. And the more subsea cable that you have in a country, the more stable the internet connection is going to be, the more robust it's going to be. And that not just drive, the internet experience, it also drive other industry, medical health, e-health, data center industry, e-commerce, and so on.
Right.
So we really need a lot of cables or submarine cable land into Malaysia. And in fact, one of the key strategic thrusts that was tabled by the Prime Minister in my digital blueprint is to land as many cable, or submarine cable in Malaysia by 2050.
Right.
But the policy, revocation of the exemption is, it works the other way around. It's counter to what, the government wants to do. And as such, when you don't have robust network or your robust submarine cable in the country, whenever there is a cut in one of the few submarine cable, then you will experience slowness. I think all of us experience, delay in latency, when one of the cable got cut.
Okay.
And that is why it's so important for us to have.
Yeah, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We appreciate your time sharing your perspectives with us tonight. We're going to bring our studio guest into the conversation now, Rais Hussein, the chairman, the chairperson of MDEC. And as we just heard, you referenced My Digital a lot, which is under an MDEC initiative. If I may pick up on Chu's point about the KPI under the My Digital Blueprint for Malaysia to have the most international submarine cable landings in Southeast Asia by 2025, right? Can you achieve that KPI if the cabotage policy is still in place?
My Digital comes under the EPU management and supervisory. And of course, there are KPI across ministries and across agency.
Mm.
Now, when you talk about the submarine cable landing, it is very critical for us to have cable landings in Malaysia. Why? There's going to be an explosion of bandwidth. as a result of the pent-up utilization. We understand during the COVID, there was a huge, massive explosion of internet traffic and so on. So this thing will continue, and it will even be more. And not forgetting the idea behind to make a landing point in Malaysia as much as possible is that to take advantage of the Indian Ocean Trans-Pacific route of trade and businesses and so on. So it's actually a very big, huge, ambitious part of the My Digital Plan. And is it doable? I'm telling today, it is doable, but...
But for this one thing, right? And in fact, Arise, help us understand that, you know, there's a larger cabotage policy. What was reversed during the Pakatan Harapan time was actually an exemption that allowed, it didn't change the cabotage policy as a whole. Only when it comes to foreign vessels coming into Malaysian waters to do repairs. That was what it is, a tiny little thing. But is that little tiny thing enough to throw a spanner in the works, Rias, and, you know, upend these plans that the government has laid out itself?
You see, cabotage policy is normally to protect local industry, to build capacity and all that. Do we like it? Yes, it is all right. We need to build local capacity. We need to build local capabilities. That is perfectly all right. But when it comes to certain areas like operations and maintenance of fiber cut, that requires a little bit more due diligence, little bit more careful in terms of even using that for cabotage policy. Why? You know, in bandwidth industry, the tech giants and so on, they are SLA, SLG-led, service level agreement, service level guarantees-led. They need to make sure that the bandwidth is always available with good latency, with good bandwidth, good speed, and so on and so forth. And they need to make sure that the network is robust, redundant, and resilient. Now, for that to happen, fiber cuts always happens. I mean, you can put a layer of fiber in the best possible way, a little earthquake that sends some strong waves, undercurrent strong waves, can result in fiber cut.
So fiber cut is basically a disruption to the flow of information.
Exactly. Right? And when that happens, Malaysia should be able to restore it as quickly as possible.
Right.
But do we own the fiber? Not necessarily, because laying fiber and submarine cables is a huge monumental cost. So usually it's done multi-country, multilaterally. And therefore, even for servicing, operations and maintenance, it is done in that way. There are about 60-something companies like that who's doing that.
Okay.
So 60 vessels are doing that. And in one of the company, ASEAN Cable or something, even Telecom Malaysia, our own company, 16.1% equity holdings there. So I think we must ensure that speed to repair when fiber cut happens is not compromised.
Right. So you have a background in fiber. You've got a long background in working in telcos and fiber. Is it just a matter of the transport minister and the transport ministry not understanding the issue at hand? Is it a matter of him not understanding the repercussions of the need to quickly repair?
I think one side, we have to have a cabotage policy that build our local capacity. That's without the shadow of doubt. But the right question to ask is, are we ready now? If we are not ready, let's be pragmatic about it. We are capable with DP1. It has a certain capabilities. DP2 is a little bit more resilient. Dynamic positioning, basically, to make sure the ship stays in one position,
right,
despite the wind,
choppy seas,
okay, whatever, undercurrent, strong
winds. So it's just a tiered level of the capability of a vessel,
and
right?
You require at least DP2 for deep water in terms of restoring fiber cars, this and that, and many more things. Remember, the key critical point is that single point of failure. It is not just mere software. It is a combination of things. Hardware, software, thrusters, many things. In DP1, if one goes wrong, you lose that particular repair capabilities. DP2, you still can continue repairing. Now, what happens if you lose days? Remember, I talked about 99.99 SLGs and SLAs. That's translate loosely about 53 hours a year. people cannot let the fiber lay like that. Then there'll be a latency, it will affect the services. And we want to be the digital heart of ASEAN. And what do? We have to do the right thing. And guess what? We do not even have to compete. That's the big thing. We do not even have to compete, at least for this year. Singapore has put a moratorium on data centers. Why? They do not have sufficient clean energy to support data center. But it's only this year. Next year, they will be ready, knowing them. What happens then? All we need now is clarity of policy, clarity of and consistency of policy to make it happen. Can we do it? We've been always doing it. We are good in this. We can do it. Only that there should be a little bit more engagement, inter-ministry, inter-agencies to make sure these things happen. If you look at the...
Okay, can I just ask you, did Ministry of Transport consult with MDEC before revoking the policy?
Well, they are ministry, where there's an agency under KKMM. The thing is that we did wrote a position paper, which was recently done, to articulate better, simpler, in less technical terms, so that everyone who reads it will be able to understand that. And that position paper, with a letter, a very concise, straight, frank, calling spade a spade letter, was sent to about 8 ministers by MDEC, just to articulate and persuade them to do the right thing by revoking this cabotage for operation maintenance for the fiber card. Because if we do not do it, we are at risk of losing a lot of FDIs. And given an unprecedented times like this, the troika of challenges I always talk about, the economy, the pandemic, to a certain extent politics, we need every cent that we can get as an FDI, particularly in the area of high value, high tech investments. So we must do it.
Right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and continue this conversation in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to consider this.